2 Kings chapter 25, the fall of Jerusalem. So we've been reading about these last kings of Judah and how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, really takes over and makes Zedekiah really a king on his behalf, like a puppet king controlled by the king of Babylon. And he's taken the likes of Daniel and the royal family and other people, the leaders of Judah, have gone into captivity. Well, Zedekiah rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar. That's actually what we read earlier about King Jehoiakim doing. So he didn't learn from history. He didn't accept, as Jeremiah had tried to teach him, that you have sinned, and so it's right that you are under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. Just serve him. But instead, he didn't learn from that, wouldn't humble himself under what Jeremiah had told him. He wouldn't accept that him and Israel or Judah had really sinned. And so Nebuchadnezzar came up with all his army and attacked Jerusalem on the 10th day of the 10th month of the 9th year of Zedekiah's reign. They camped outside the city of Jerusalem and built siege mounts all round it. And it was under siege until Zedekiah's 11th year. On the 9th day of the 4th month of that year, the famine was so awful the people had nothing to eat and the city walls were broken through. Remember, Jeremiah was in prison and he had a piece of bread every day. And all the time, Jeremiah had been trying to get Zedekiah to repent and to accept that he'd sinned, and then he just could have given in to the king of Babylon and he could have lived and saved Judah from all this suffering. But it's pride that I can't admit I'm a big time sinner. And it's because people can't admit that they're sinners that they're proud, and therefore they don't really feel the need for the gospel, and therefore they don't know the love of God and the grace of God. So, although the Babylonians were surrounding the city, all the soldiers escaped during the night. They left by way of the royal garden, went through the gateway between the two walls, and fled in the direction of the Jordan Valley. But the Babylonian army chased Zedekiah and captured him in the plains near Jericho, and all his soldiers deserted him. Now, that is actually the road going from Jerusalem to Jericho, where Jesus based the parable of the Good Samaritan. So Zedekiah really running away is like all of us, because we're all the sinful man and we're all only saved by grace. So Zedekiah was captured and taken to King Nebuchadnezzar in Riblah, and there he was judged. Zedekiah was made to see his sons being put to death. Then afterwards Zedekiah had his eyes put out. They put hot rods into people's eyes to destroy their eyes, and then he was taken in chains to the king of Babylon. Into Babylon. So what an awful end. But he didn't have to have that end. Jeremiah had appealed to him, repent, but he said, well, yes, I agree with you, but what would the princes of Judah think about me? What would I look like in the eyes of men? And so because of this, because people worry what they look like before men rather than God, they don't repent. And this is the awful final judgment of those who are so proud. On the 7th day of the 5th month of the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, the captain of the guard, Nebuzaradan, entered Jerusalem. He burnt down the temple, the king's palace, and the houses of all the great people of Jerusalem. The soldiers ripped apart the city walls. Nebuzaradan took into captivity to Babylon the people who remained in the city and those who had deserted to the Babylonians. So he left in Judah only the very poorest of the people, who didn't own any property, and they had to work in the vineyards and the fields. The Babylonians broke in pieces the bronze columns and all the temple furniture and the bronze laver and all the bronze they took away to Babylon. They took away all the tools and the vessels of the temple, the bowls used for burning incense, They took away everything of gold and silver, even the small bowls and the pans, the bronze things that King Solomon had dedicated for the temple. The two columns, the carts and the laver, were so heavy they could not be weighed. In addition, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took away as prisoners Seraiah the high priest, Zephaniah the deputy priest, and three of the most important officials of the temple. He took five of the king's personal advisers and the man in charge of the military records. Nebuzaradan took them all to the king of Babylon, who was in the city of Riblah in Hamath. They were beaten and put to death. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon made Gedaliah the governor of Judah and put him in charge of all those who had not been taken away to Babylon. That's the very poorest of the people. When the Judean soldiers who had not surrendered to the Babylonians heard about this, they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. They included Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, Jehanan, son of Kareah, Seraiah, and Jezaniah. Gedaliah said to them, "I promise you that there's no need to be frightened of the Babylonians. Settle in the land, serve the Babylonians, and all will go well with you." That's exactly what Jeremiah had been saying. Just accept that you've sinned and this is your punishment for it, and stop trying to be independent of that and to act like nothing's happened and you haven't really done anything wrong. But in the seventh month of that year, Ishmael, who was a member of the royal family, that is, he wanted to get the throne back for himself, even though this was not possible because God had ended the royal family, he went to Mizpah with 10 men and killed Gedaliah and also the Israelites and Babylonians who were with him. Then all the Israelites, frightened the Babylonians were going to take revenge on them, fled to Egypt. Now, Jeremiah told them, don't flee to Egypt. Whenever God's people go to Egypt, that's like the world, that's always bad. So, all we can say then is that Jeremiah was very faithful in all this mess. He was so faithful, he tried by all means to stop the people going to Egypt. But in fact, it says that he himself went to Egypt with them, even though the king of Babylon had said, you can come and live in Babylon, and I'll give you a nice house and a pension. But Jeremiah went down into Egypt because he chose to be with God's people and to try desperately to bring them back to God. And in fact, according to Jewish tradition, although the Bible doesn't say that, the Jews actually killed Jeremiah. They couldn't actually stomach the message from God that he kept on giving them. And